DX Audio Service for July 1994. 93 KHK. Hi, DXers. Welcome to Market Scope. I'm Phil Wayne. A few months back, Tim Hendel of Miami sent an interesting cassette our way with some air check bits of Nassau radio in the Bahamas. It's a little bit different, and I thought you'd like it. So let's get started on 1240 kilohertz with ZNS2. Tim says they're fairly weak, probably about 1 kilowatt. And next we'll stop at ZNS1, Bahamas radio, on 1540 kilohertz with 50 kilowatts. We also will check out a quick ID from 100 Jam FM. And finally, we go to Cincinnati, Ohio to quickly tune in a few of the recent changes in the AM band.
ZNS2 1240 AM broadcasting live from Back to Eden Spot Deuce Mart. We have about 3 more minutes to go, and so you need to get in the store if you want to catch the specials before 3 minutes, and I'm going to close out now. I'm so blessed to have been with you today. As always, my pleasure. Until next time, if it be the Lord's will, you remember that I'll be thinking of you and praying for you. Before I go, Terry would like to say something.
Yeah, you gotta hurry before all the stuff goes, so hurry up, come down to Back to Eden before we don't, I notice all the potatoes are gone, so it was 99 cents, now it's none for none. So coming down the Back to Eden, we're still here, and we'll be open until 9, so come down and get your fruits and veg. Thank you.
This is 1240 AM, your religious and educational station. And if he has not already done so, Marjorie Nixon of Nassau Village has asked to contact the Accident and Emergency Department of the Princess Margaret Hospital as soon as possible. And with the relative of Melanie Pornelis of McKinney Drive has asked to contact the Seeley Ward of the Princess Margaret Hospital as soon as possible. She has not already done so. Good evening. It's now 6 o'clock.
See the Volkswagens at Reliable Motors Thompson Boulevard.
Over. All there. And now.
This is 1240 ZNS2. Digital station in Nassau.
Good afternoon, I'm Jerome Sawyer with the news at noon. Persons representing various art forms, including music, literature, junkanoo, and the craft, as well as members of the business community, met yesterday to discuss the details of a National Arts Council bill. The meeting was held by the Select Committee on Culture, which was appointed in February of 1993. The draft of the National Arts Bill is part of the committee's efforts to look into all matters relating to culture in the Bahamas. 17 business organizations in the country were scheduled to participate in the Bahamas Policy Council parade and rally yesterday, launching the 100-day challenge, which is designed by the council to encourage businesses to improve service rendered to customers. And officials at the Bahamas Air Sea Rescue Association yesterday had to put into effect a water spout watch for all areas between New Providence and Grand Bahama. Although there were reports of several sightings of water spouts, there were no reports of any damages. And World News highlights, all 11 Branch Davidians were acquitted of murder conspiracy charges yesterday, stemming from the deaths of 4 federal agents during a raid on the cult's Waco, Texas compound a year ago. And Oksana Bayul's gold medal triumph in Olympic figure skating on Friday could be worth $5 million a year to her, as long as she wants it, says her American agent. Michael Rosenberg said Nancy Kerrigan, who is not his client, but signed a Disney deal worth up to $2 million before she even won the silver medal, is a superstar beyond anything. And according to other sources in the world of endorsements, professional skater Tanya Harding isn't worth much at all. Taking a look now at the forecast. tonight. A cold front in the northwest Bahamas is expected to overtake a stationary front in the central Bahamas by tonight. For the northwest Bahamas, weather partly cloudy to cloudy with some shower activity. Daytime high temperatures in Nassau are expected around 80 degrees Fahrenheit. Overnight low should get down to about 70 degrees. For the boat, a small craft advisory remains in effect. Winds northeast at 15 knots, increasing 15 to 25 knots behind the cold front. The seas running 3 to 4 feet, rising 5 to 8 feet. For the central and southeast Bahamas, weather partly sunny. Winds east northeast to east southeast of 10 to 15 knots, with the seas running 2 to 3 feet over the ocean in that part of the country. And with that, we conclude the 12 o'clock update. On behalf of technical producer George Harris, I'm Jerome Sawyer. Thanks for joining us.
And this is 1240 AM ZNS2, your inspiration station here in Nassau at 4.5 minutes after 12 midday. Stay tuned for Heralds of Christ with the Reverend Eugene Butler, presented by the Commonwealth of the Bahamas Baptist Convention, Incorporated.
For the ABC Information Network, I'm Captain Kim.
Good afternoon. The time now is 5 p.m. This is AM 1540, Radio Bahamas.
The Youth Time radio broadcast is on the air.
Oh, let us keep in step with the youth of Christ as they are marching, marching.
But as for the home tomboy, I'm simply going to say God, because God is God and God is love. He loves you, and he loves me in a special kind of way. And I want to share God's special love with you. And you do likewise with somebody else. Share a kiss, a hug, forgiveness, real love. So until Monday night, don't speak up. I want you to be good. Say a prayer for our country, our region, and our world. And until then, you be good. The preacher man is up next. You're on 1540, ZNS1. I'm gone, y'all.
Coordinators help you put together a new spring water of this year only from Rubens in the Plaza Mackey Street because you deserve it.
100 gems.
I was looking at USA Today today. Al Newhart's column, and he's talking about Alan Shepard, the astronaut who was 37 years old when he went into space. He is now a 70-year-old author. He's got a new book, which I'm going to try to read, Moonshot. I remember very distinctly in May of 1961, May the 5th, when Alan Shepard went off into space, I was a senior in college in Miss Rogers' music class. And I said to Miss Rogers, I want to leave in the middle of class. I want to go hear, the space shot on the radio, of course. Well, you can't leave now. We're talking about some kind of a frug. I said, Miss Rogers, history is being made. I want to go listen to it. You will not graduate if you leave this classroom. Well, I left the classroom when I graduated. Can you imagine? I mean, she's a nice elderly woman, but she more important to listen about some ancient musician than listening to history being made. Higher education at its best. Well, I'm sure Miss Rogers was a very great lady, but I opted for Alan Shepard. Thanks for the hour, kids. I'm Bruce Williams. This is TalkNet.
Your spouse just can't get into it. Your friends may disapprove. Well, Memorial Day was made for you. Because you've got a double dose of Rush coming. Coming Monday, all the Rush the law will allow. Monday morning, 5 to 9 a.m. Rush Limbaugh on Talk Radio 550 WCKY.
WLWA Cincinnati. Now, Talk Radio 550 WCKY, the home of the Bengals. Talk Radio 550 WCKY.
CBS News, I'm Cynthia Weber. A CBS News New York Times poll shows 6 out of 10 Catholics in America think the church is out of touch with their lives.
It's all about broccoli and chocolate.
There's only one thing better than listening to a little Radio Oz.
You ever know?
Better than listening to a little Radio Oz is listening to AM 1360 Radio Oz in Cincinnati a lot. Great music for great kids. AM 1360 Radio Oz in Cincinnati.
When I was an itty bitty baby, my mama used to rock me in the cradle.
Grammar, Cotton Fields on the station playing great music for great kids. And we're dedicating this next song to all the young women, young girls named Jennifer. Because this is about Jenny, the one and only bubblegum queen here on Radio Oz.
When Jenny was born, all the doctors took back, 'cause the first thing that she grabbed was a bubblegum pack. The nurses were amazed and shook their heads when Jenny blew a bubble. This is what they said. There goes Jenny. She's the bubblegum queen. She blows bubbles, biggest bubbles ever seen. There goes Jenny to the bubblegum machine. Raspberry, strawberry, grape, peppermint green.
I am Jenny Stevens from Radio Oz with a guide to your Cincinnati AM radio dial. If you're looking for Bob Braun, Don Herman, and the original hits, they don't live here anymore. WSAI has moved to a new home at 1530 on the AM dial and still plays all that great music. Here at 1360 on the dial, we're Cincinnati's first and only station, playing great music for great kids all the time. Thanks for listening. Be sure to tell all your friends about the fun and excitement you found on AM 1360 Radio Oz.
Radio Oz loves WSAI Cincinnati. Now it's the only place to tune for great music for great kids. I'm Heather Hogan, inviting you to tell all your friends about the all-new Radio Oz.
Educational, sensational.
The Original Hits Concert Contest from Cincinnati's Original Hits Station, 1530 WSAI. People are talking about 1530 WSAI.
Hi, this is Carol. I'm in the car right now listening, and I just want to take an opportunity to tell you that I haven't listened to AM stations in many, many a moon. Thanks to you, we're back at AM.
Call from anywhere, anytime. The listener line from 1530 WSAI.
WSAI, where memories are made of hits. We play all the original hits all the time. This was WCKY Cincinnati. Now, 1530 WSAI News.
And that's a wrap for another DX Audio Service Market Scope. This is Phil. You have a safe and happy 4th, and I'll see you back here next month. Now here's John Bowker.
Historical Moments in Radio, a collection of stories from the rich and exciting past on the AM radio dial. And hello again, this is John Bowker, and this month I want to return to some of the problems that developed as a result of the 1927 Radio Act. That was the new federal law that meant the United States would be divided into five radio zones, if you remember, and that residents in each zone would receive the same number of clear radio signals. Well, as a result of the 1927 ruling and its subsequent interpretation by the federal radio commissioners, four New York stations were given Class 1A clear channel status, WEAF, WJZ, WABC, those were in New York City, and one station out toward the western end of the state, WHAM in Rochester. That meant all other stations in New York State would have to share time with other stations under whatever agreements they could work out with the other stations. The allocation left Syracuse and Buffalo and the Capital District out in the cold. But only the Capital District had a major broadcasting station in operation, the omnipresent WGY in Schenectady. Now, WGY was the radio jewel of the General Electric Company. According to the new plan, though, WGY would have to go off the air every evening right in the middle of prime time, it seemed, in order to protect the station on their frequency that did have Class 1A status. The fact that the other station was not in the same radio zone as WGY mattered not. All stations had to make way for the one clear Class 1A channel giant on this frequency, KGO. Yes, KGO in San Francisco. The only saving grace was that GE owned KGO, too, but that didn't solve the hurts in Schenectady one bit, I can assure you. So, what to do? Well, they could have gone to the radio commissioners and pleaded a case that WGY would not cause substantial interference to KGO, but instead, GE elected to bring pressure on stations in other radio zones, trying to get at least one of them to give up their exclusive frequency, no matter what it was. Applying for a license, by the way, from another radio zone was strictly forbidden by the Radio Act. But WGY solicited letters from hospitals and other institutions all over the Northeast, pointing out how valuable the WGY programs were. And in fact, according to Mr. J.W. Horton of the Bell Telephone Laboratories, written in 1929, anyone reading that collection of letters would have to assume that WGY was being put off the air completely. Mr. Horton wrote an essay in the Radio Broadcast magazine suggesting that WGY's actions might jeopardize the entire radio plan and thereby bring back the near-total disaster of recent years with as many as 100 stations, all operating at once on the same channel, sometimes two or three in the same city. He went on to suggest that listeners might want to find some other station to listen to than WGY. Well, the WGY arrangements with KGO meant that the earliest WGY would have to sign off would be at 8:17 p.m. during December's. But sign-off time could be extended to 10:32 during the summer months. The head of GE was moved when he learned that WGY had not been singled out. Just to the east, one of his main competitors, WTIC in Hartford, had been cut way back in time. And other stations he had become familiar with, WBAP down in Fort Worth, Texas, was cut back to halftime, he learned. He went on to read that WFAA in Dallas had also been cut back to halftime. And he was moved to finally say okay to the reduced hours for GE. And the upshot is that to this very day, WGY lacks the Class 1A status it felt it really should have had. But, of course, that makes it a neat DX catch, doesn't it, from the western reaches of the United States. By the way, what the head of GE had not been told about the halftime arrangement for WBAP and WFAA was that each of those stations had two frequencies, and twice a day they would ring a little cowbell and simply swap channels, I kid you not. That arrangement, by the way, went on for over 30 years. And, oh yes, can anyone explain the logic of why stations then had to sign off at 8:17 p.m. and share time that way, when they can now stay on the air for 24 hours a day, using power 10 times higher, and being heard on radios that are probably 150 to 200 times more sensitive? You can explain that to me, can you? Good luck. For Historical Moments in Radio, this is John Bowker.
The DX Audio Service, Musings for Members. The opinions expressed are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect the views of the DX Audio Service, the National Radio Club, or the editors and publishers. Members may muse by calling the action line at 419-224-3916, 24 hours a day.
Greetings, Audio Service members. This is Marty Rimpaugh here. On the 16th of May, we had a format change and a call change. KBLX AM at 1400 is no more. Instead, it is now KVTO, the Voice of the Orient, and they are now all Asian language programming. That happened today, sometime either at 10 a.m. or possibly noon. I had heard that something was going to happen, but I just didn't know when. So I checked it at 6 a.m. and they were still simulcasting with the FM. But KBLX AM is no more. It's now KVTO. And the FM is still KBLX, still a quiet storm.
Good morning, Fred Volby and Audio Service subscribers. Paul Burkhart from Watertown, Massachusetts on Thursday, that is, the 19th of May at 8 a.m. At 6 p.m. on Sunday nights on the Talk America Radio Network, there is an hour-long talk show called Ham Radio and More. It has been on for about 7 months, I am told. I just discovered it last Sunday night on 1510 AM WSSH in Boston. I don't know how many other markets it's on, but I thought you might like to know, all you amateur radio operators out there, we finally have a talk show on national radio dealing with amateur radio. Again, that's Ham Radio and More on Talk America Radio Network.
Hi, this is Greg Jack in Olympia, Washington, and some duopoly information. KIRO in Seattle is buying KING, both on AM, in Seattle. So KIRO will own the AM and FM and TV and its competitor, KING AM. They're both running, KIRO is running a news talk format and King AM is running a talk format. And King is not doing that well in the ratings. I think it's something like 23rd. King FM, which runs a classical music format, will be continued to do so under a non-profit corporation called Beethoven Incorporated. And the advertising for King FM will be handled by KIRO, apparently. So it's kind of an interesting setup there. And that's it for local information from around here. Thank you.
All right. Hey, this is DX is Everywhere. This is old TJ Tom Jackson from Sycamore, Illinois. And I just want to let off steam for a few seconds here. I am sick and tired of these big hi-fi stores that when you go into a place to ask for a radio that has AM stereo or anything dealing with AM stereo, it's like asking for a three-legged dog. I am trying to find that Sony Walkman with AMAX and AM stereo, and people treat me like I'm a retard or someone from outer space, and they seem to tell me that they proceed to tell me whether that's falling by the wayside, and you know no one wants that type of radio, and they treat you as if you're an idiot for asking for such a radio, and I am so sick and tired of that. Fred, keep up the good work. I am so glad this little club is in existence. Keep up the good work. Thank you.
Well, thanks for the comments, Tom, and I know how frustrating it is when you get a pinhead salesman who has no knowledge on the product that they're trying to sell. But one thing I would like to say is that if we get a bum radio sometime, we're more than happy to fire off a letter to a manufacturer chiding them for the problem in the product. But not too often do we ever thank them for good quality in some of the radios, and that's what I did recently with the Super Radio 3 from GE that I purchased. I told them how much I really respected their quality and how good it actually sounded to me, and it was one of the best sounding radios that I've heard in a long, long time. So if you do get a good product, a good radio, be sure to let the manufacturer or the distributor know that you do appreciate a good quality radio.
Hello, Fred Volby and fellow DXers. This is Jeff Bennett, WATOAIB in Albany, New York, reporting a little bit of radio news. For those who listen to the FM band at Albany, the frequency is 96.7. The call letters are WWCP, but they have changed their format. They are going to be rebroadcasting the programming of radio station WDRE in Long Island, and they operate on a frequency are now being broadcast by satellite to Philadelphia and also to a station out of the Hamptons in the island. So that's the format change, and it has already started with local programming by playing the best CDs of all.
And I don't know what happened at this point, but our telephone connection was lost with Jeff Bennett, so let's jump right on to the next person here in line, Victor Schmidt.
Hi, DX fans. Today is May 31st. First of all, I'd like to congratulate Paul Burkhart on the excellent job he did on the band scan for Cape Cod. Brought back memories. I used to live up in that area of Massachusetts. Got a question for you, Fred. Last month you mentioned that I think the rule was 73.44 about cleaning up the AM band. Will this do anything about the splatter problem that everybody seems to experience when trying to pick up a weak station next to a strong station? I remember growing up that I never had trouble with splatter. It just seems recently or within the last 10 years or so that the splatter problem has gotten to be very, very bad. Again, 73s. Bye-bye.
Well, Victor, I think a lot of times the problem is due to the fact that, number one, you don't have a lot of qualified engineers at radio stations anymore, and two, a lot of the stations really try to heavily process their audio. Now, keep in mind, June 30th, 1994 was the deadline for NRSC 2, so all the stations in the United States should have that filter mask installed in their transmitter so that the bandwidth does not exceed the current standards. So hopefully the splatter should not be there too much longer. If it is, then I doubt that the station is complying with NRSC 2, and maybe a kind little phone call to the station might help. By the way, if you're happening to DX at the night, sometimes you might hear sounds like these, which are some of the NRSC 2 test signals that engineers use. I'm not sure how well those test tones are reproduced on your cassette tape, but those are just some of the sounds that you might hear during the nighttime if an engineer is doing a proof of performance on an AM transmitter. Now it's time for Mike to take the mic.
Hi, Mike Dukin calling up here in northern Wisconsin on Friday morning, June the 2nd. And Jerry Starr asked a question, and I'm going to answer it, about AM 980 KRXX in Richfield, suburban Twin Cities. He asked if they were still on the air, and as a matter of fact, yes, they are. They are. They have changed their call letters, I think. I think they officially changed. I know the FM did, to the Edge, K-E-G-E, and it's an alternative, kind of alternative rock station. There was also mentioned in the AM switch in the May audio service about the relay of AM 1400 KLBB in St. Paul to 1470 in Brooklyn Park. And yes, this is true. Both stations are owned by the same company, Cargill Communications, and what they are doing is relaying the 1400 Music of Your Life format to the 1470 facility. And as I understand, the 1470 station retained the old WLOL call letters, which were traditional Twin Cities call letters, and it returns to AM for the first time in about over 16 years. So that's it. The last couple market scopes have been really good. I just thought I'd add that in.
This is Tim Hendel in Miami with some Central Florida news. First of all, some follow-up to some information in the May AM switch. 600 in Jacksonville, Florida is now WPDQ, and they're not simulcasting with 690 anymore. They're doing a sort of Music of Your Life type format, although I don't think it's called Music of Your Life. I heard music of the 40s and 50s, but also some newer stuff, some Lou Rawls, some Karen Carpenter, Yesterday by the Beatles, that sort of thing. From where I was in Central Florida, reception was not good enough for me to tell if it was a satellite format or not. Also, 1390 WAVP in Avon Park, Florida. I confirm that the station is on, and they have a Spanish format, and they have news at the top of the hour from CRC, that is Cadena Radio Centro, which is a Mexican satellite-fed news network feeding lots of Spanish stations in the United States. Also, 760 WEND in Brandon, just a suburb of Tampa, which was the flagship station of the For the People network, seems to be off the air. Now, it could be that they were on a very low-power night pattern, in which case I wouldn't have been able to hear them from where I was, but usually in the Central Florida area, I hear them pretty well, so they appear to be off. Finally, 820 is now WYFA in the Tampa area. That stands for Your Talk Alternative, W-Y-T-A. I apologize for messing that up. Your Talk Authority. It was formerly a religious station. Now it's talk, although it appears to be a rather right-wing type talk. One of the few cases that I know of a religious station going non-religious. WHOO Orlando 990, which claims to have 50,000 watts, though I don't know what their directional pattern is like. Everywhere that I've traveled around Central Florida, this signal does not seem to go as far as you would expect. Anyway, that station was country for a long time. They're now also doing a big band format, which sounds as if it's satellite fed, although it's not Music of Your Life. And to reiterate, the call on 820 in the Tampa area is WYTA, Your Talk Authority. Also, 1600 in Orlando is no longer doing Spanish, as they were for a couple of years. They're doing some English, Jamaican-type music. I think I also heard some Haitian Creole on there. I didn't check to see if the call had been changed.
Hi, this is Deb Callback, and it is June 6th at about 6 o'clock in the evening. I've heard of remote broadcasts, but nothing like this. At our local station, 940 KIOA, the newswoman has been off and because she's had a baby, and they ran all the wires, all the news wires into her house so she could write all the copy and everything and broadcast from there. Didn't get to hear it on stereo. Heard it on a Panasonic from 1980 model, and sound a little fuzzy, but pretty good. We'll talk to you later. Bye.
This is Mark Marino. It's June 13th, and this morning at 5 a.m., WLS AM and FM are going to separate. The AM, the FM will carry Robert Murphy in the morning and Richard Roper from 9 to 11 and Jay Marvin from 2 to 6. It will still be talk. And so those of you wanting to hear Jay Marvin at night from 10 to 2 on the AM, you're going to be out of luck. And I don't know who you're going to hear, but it begins this morning. And we'll see what happens to it. Last Friday, June 17th, WJPC FM 106.3 dropped their soul oldies format and went all hip-hop. Actually, the soul oldies quit sometime Thursday. And now they're simulcasting with the AM. I also wondered, does anybody know, and if Fred, if you have some material on this, maybe you could read it on the magazine, what has happened with the NBC radio network? I don't hear it anywhere on any station here, day or night. And I wonder if it's even still in existence. I understand it was up for sale. I wonder if it's still going, because we don't get NBC radio at all.
Bye for now.
Well, Mark, I know that Westwood One has purchased NBC Radio Network and is doing most of the syndication on it. I've written a couple letters and a phone call to Westwood One, and they have not yet returned my calls nor my messages. But maybe we'll find out a little bit later exactly what has transpired. However, I have heard NBC News on the half hour on one of our local stations here, so we'll get to the bottom of this one way or another.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, fellow subscribers. Paul Burkhart from Watertown, Massachusetts, here on, Tuesday, June the 21st, at midnight to 3, for those of you who are interested, WHDH in Boston rebroadcasts the Rush Limbaugh program. They have done this ever since October. For any of you that are listening would like to catch Rush at a later hour, that are in Canada or up in Maine that can't hear it, that is when it's on, and you might want to check some of the other stations on the EIB network from midnight to 3 who catches the Rush Limbaugh program.
Greetings, audio service members. This is Marty Rimpaugh. 1550 in San Francisco, KKHI is no more. They just changed the call letters this morning to KPIX. The FM at 95.7 had changed their call letters from KKHI FM to KPIX earlier, but the AM hasn't changed their call letters until this morning, because last night they were still KKHI. So they're getting ready to change to kind of a news talk format, and today is their last day of classical music. I don't know exactly when they're going to change format, but it will be soon, probably in the next week. Anyway, that's all.
And that's all for our musings from the members. If you have a muse, something to say, give us a call on the Action Line. The telephone number is area code 419-224-3916, 24 hours a day for DX Audio Service members only. And keep in mind, make your muse brief and to the point so everyone has a chance to speak. And also, don't leave any business information on that telephone number, because we only check it once a month. We'll be back with a look at some historic things in DX after this message.
Have you got those summertime blues?
Oh, yeah.
Are you suffering from PDS?
From what?
Pleasure deficit syndrome?
Oh, yes.
Are you stranded?
Definitely.
Flat on your back? In the rock-hard bottom of boredom?
Oh, yes.
Well, you don't have to put up with that. Your disease has been cured.
Really? Well, what do I do?
Just put your dial in the middle of the AM radio band and then tune down,
down, down, down, down, down, down.
Oh. Oh. Good thing I got a digital radio. Where am I?
You are in the subterranean world between 200 and 400 kilohertz.
Really?
The home of non-directional beacon navigational radio stations.
Wow.
Most stations are 25 to 50 watts. These little babies are a pleasure to DX.
Really?
Often you've noticed that the station you're trying to get is just another one of 50,000 Jimbo Hennin outlets that never gives its ID.
Really?
These little jewels send their call letters repeatedly in Morse code.
Morse code?
You don't know Morse code?
No.
Good, then you'll enjoy learning that too.
Yeah, right.
For just $19.95, you can buy from your favorite radio outlet store a listing of all the non-directional beacons in the entire world. Hear 25-watt stations for hundreds of miles.
Just imagine the fun you'll have.
Especially in the wintertime when there's no static. Your PDS has been cured for life. Break those summertime blues by DXing NDBs.
Member FDIC, MSRP, LSMFT. Tax and license extra. Batteries not included. Does not apply to GE Super Radio. A, B, C, D, E, F, G.
Well, back on your DX audio service with some more DX stuff. This is from the history pages, the DX time machine. From 50 years ago, some strange things were happening. First of all, Horace Wilson from Reading, Pennsylvania reports that all letters to WINC 1400 got thrown out, so all reports should have been sent to WFVA on 1230. Phil Whitney, the chief engineer for both stations, said he would verify the reports. Also, Sergeant Al Maley from Highland Falls, New York, reported receiving a reply to a reception report in which the chief engineer stated, quote, "Your report is correct, but I can't verify it because my boss's orders are not to verify any reports." How many times have we heard that? Also from 50 years ago, the FCC report shows 19 applications for new stations, and the frequency changes of WMIS from 1490 to 1240 and KXO from 1490 to 1230 kilohertz. And in Canada, CJCS on 1240 increased its power from 50 watts to 250 watts. From 25 years ago, Isaac Eves from Houston, Texas, reported hearing YSEB on 580 through terrific QRN on April the 11th. Now, I wonder where YSEB is. Warren Ruzan from York, Pennsylvania, the last remaining charter member of the National Radio Club, expressed his appreciations of the Boston area crew in their efforts to, quote, put the National Radio Club solidly on top. From 10 years ago, Neil Karros from Maine pulled in Greenwich, Guyana on 1070 on April the 30th. And here's some historic notes from 10 years ago. Fred Vobey sent in his last muse from Honey Radio, WHND 560, before moving to Detroit. Yeah, that was about 10 years ago. And that's what we have on our DX Time Machine on this edition of the DX Audio Service. Found an interesting article which appeared in Billboard magazine sent to us via Eric Cooper, and I think it's going to be very interesting to those of you that work in the country music industry. It says, of the 11,894 radio stations in the United States, 22% of those stations program country music, according to a format study which was compiled by the editors of M Street Journal. That report is well ahead of the rest of the pack, including second-place finisher Mainstream AC, which is programmed by 11.1% of the stations. Now, that AC figure is upped considerably, however, when it's combined with soft AC at 2.8%, and hot AC, which is 1.9%, giving the format a total of 15.8 of all stations. Now, rounding out the top nine most program formats are News Talk with 9%, Religious at 6.5%, Oldies at 6%, Variety at 3.9%, Adult Standards at 3.6%, Spanish at 3.5%, and Top 40 at 3.5%. Finishing in the 10th place is the Silent category. Since a total of 387 licensed stations, or 3.3% of all United States radio stations, are currently off the air. The study also groups formats into seven categories. Of those most programmed is Popular Hits, which includes all permutations of AC, as well as Oldies, Standards, and Top 40. That category accounts for 29% of the total. The second most program category is Christian, under which the M Street Journal study groups the religious, contemporary Christian, Southern Gospel, Black Gospel, and Mainstream Gospel formats. That category accounts for 11.6 of all stations programmed. The News Talk category, which includes News Talk, Sports, and All News, comprises 9.7% of the stations. The Rock category, which is made up of alternative and rock, modern rock, as well as album rock and classic rock, is programmed by 8.4% of the stations. The Easy Listening category, which includes that format, as well as classical, jazz, and adult alternative, is programmed by 4.5% of the stations. The Ethnic category includes Spanish and other ethnic stations, is programmed by 4.1 of all stations. The Rhythm and Blues category, including mainstream rhythm and blues, as well as Rhythm and Blues Adult and Rhythm and Blues Oldies, is programmed by 3.1 of all stations, according to that study. Also sent in to us was an article that's entitled Radio Gets Smart. What is it like to switch on your radio and see song titles, artist names, and weather and traffic reports? Stations in select cities are testing radio broadcast data systems encoders, which transmits text. The catch, to see the data, you need to buy a 64-character display tuner, starting at about $299, going up to $999, with a compact disc player, or, for your car, an 8-character display tuner for $200 to $400. Advertising advertisers will love this because the tuners are equipped to carry brief commercials as well. RBDS technology was developed by a committee made up of members of the Electronics Industry Association and the National Association of Broadcasters. One of the interesting things about that is if you can transmit those messages of data, won't you be able to transmit some data for computers for the blind? We'll see what happens with that. And I think we're going to see about getting out of this control room here and get back to some other things, because that's it for this edition of the DX Audio Service. Quickly, I'd like to thank several of our members who have written to us with comments and suggestions concerning the magazine. We always love to hear from you, the subscriber of the DX Audio Service. Just drop us a card or a letter to the DX Audio Service, Post Office Box 5031, Lima, Ohio, 45802-5031. That's it for the July edition. We'll see you in 30 days. With the August edition of the DX Audio Service. Until then, get out there and support Radio 73 and Good DX.